You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Trigger warning, this interview discusses mental health related concerns. Last week, prominent mental health advocate Mike King, during an interview with News Talk ZB, claimed that alcohol is a solution for people with mental health problems. The interview stems from a suicide prevention fundraising event in Dunedin struggling to obtain a liquor license. Following the statements and subsequent controversy, a briefing was released on the Public Health Communications Centre Aotearoa website, providing the facts and evidence around the correlation alcohol can have with mental health concerns. I spoke to co-author of the briefing and senior lecturer in the Department of Population Health at the University of Otago, Dr. Rose Crossan, about the briefing and Mike King's claims. I am Hope and Gumboot Friday campaigner Mike King, in a recent interview on News Talk ZB, claims that alcohol is a solution for people with mental health problems. How dangerous of a claim is this?
I think it's really important that people are aware that alcohol is a significant risk factor for both mental health issues and for suicide risk. So I think that it's important that this link is emphasised so that people are aware, but also that we're promoting healthy coping strategies for people who might be drinking alcohol because they're feeling bad.
These claims from King have surrounded him in controversy, which has resulted in the Labour Party calling for Gumboot Friday funding to be paused. Do you believe these concerns about King's stance on alcohol and mental health are warranted?
I think that the question about funding is really outside of my scope, and that's a question for the government. I guess what I would say from my own perspective is that it's really important that evidence-based policy is followed, and that anyone working in this space is looking at the most recent and best available evidence, and that evidence is very overwhelmingly clear that alcohol is associated with poor mental health outcomes and with suicide risk.
And I want to touch on something you said in the beginning. What would healthy coping mechanisms look like?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think it's a multi-pronged answer. I mean, obviously, I work in public health, right? So the most important thing that we can do is try and prevent people from having severe mental health issues. So, you know, we need to be looking at the systemic causes of poor mental health and trying to look for interventions that reduce that. So that's at a population level. But for people who are or who already have poor mental health issues, we need to make sure that they've got access to treatment when they need it, or access to supports when they need it. So the solution looks different for everybody, I think. So it's important that people take the advice of their health professional, noting that I'm personally not a medical practitioner. But, you know, for some people, they might find things like exercise really helpful, or they might find counselling helpful, or they might find meditation helpful. I'm not saying that any one of those is the answer, but they are, you know, they're part of a range of healthy coping strategies that people might have available to them.
Going back to King's claim, does he have any basis for this claim, besides his subjective experiences, as he expressed in the interview with News Talk ZB, and his subsequent claims to the Herald following this, in which he said there would be evidence supporting his claim, but has not supplied any?
I think the body of evidence from the academic literature is absolutely overwhelming, which is that alcohol is associated with poor mental health and with suicide risk. So I don't think that there is, the weight of evidence is very firmly on that argument. What I think, and this came up in later discussions or later interviews that I heard with Mike King, was that he was highlighting that some people are using alcohol as a coping strategy, and that people who are in distress might be reaching for alcohol because they are feeling bad. And that is potentially true, because coping motivations are one of the reasons that people might choose to drink alcohol at any given point in time. The really important thing to remember, though, about drinking for coping motivations is it's likely to actually make the situation worse. So it might very temporarily alleviate distress or make somebody feel more relaxed, but ultimately it's likely to actually compound and worsen those problems.
Responding to the Herald, King said that his comments were not unsafe for those listening to him and looking up to him as an authority figure. What would your response to this be?
I think that it's really important that that people who are working in this space use evidence to support their arguments and make evidence-based claims. I think that the that for someone listening to that who might be suffering from mental distress or from mental health issues, it's really important to know that alcohol is actually likely to worsen the problem for them, and that, yes, it perhaps it might provide some short-term relief, but it is absolutely not the solution for mental health issues. It's likely to worsen them.
You co-authored a briefing as a part of the Public Health Communication Centre Aotearoa, alongside other academics from the University of Otago, Dr. Jude Ball and Professor Joseph Bowden, regarding the correlation between alcohol and suicide following King's claims. What does the release of this briefing aim to achieve?
What we're trying to achieve with this briefing is just to get the correct information out there, so that we were on record trying to correct the record and make the evidence clear to people in a way that I hope was written in a way that was quite quite digestible and quite easy to understand, and to pull together some of the really strong evidence into a single briefing to make it easier for people to refer to.
And what does the evidence that was described in this briefing show?
There is very strong evidence that links alcohol with suicide risk, and through suicidal ideation, through a suicide attempt, and also to people dying by suicide, alcohol increases risk across that spectrum.
And is this research strictly based off of New Zealand findings, or is it also international findings as well?
No, that is both international and New Zealand findings. So we highlighted some of our recent New Zealand studies, but our New Zealand research was pretty much consistent with the international findings. In some cases, actually, there was some slightly worse findings for New Zealand, but no, that our research just fitted into the broader body of international evidence and was consistent with it.
And how can people who are interested in reading this briefing access it?
So the briefing itself is available online. Unfortunately, some of the research articles that we actually cited might be sitting in behind journal article paywalls, and that's really unfortunate. Some of them are open access, but certainly we've provided the citations so that people hopefully will be able to see some of the evidence that sits in behind our briefing.
That was Senior Lecturer in the Department of Population Health at the University of Otago, Dr. Rose Crossan, about a briefing connecting the impact of alcohol with mental health and Mike King's claims that alcohol is a solution for people with mental health problems. If you're struggling with mental health-related problems, some places you can reach out to include Lifeline, call 0800 543 354 or text 4357HELP, and they're available 24/7. Suicide Crisis Helpline, call 0508 828 865 0508 Totoko. They're available 24/7, and the youth services are 06 355 906. Youth Line, call 0800 376 633 or text 234. And Depression Helpline, call 0800 111 757 or text 4202. They're available 24/7 as well. If it's an emergency and you feel like you or someone else is at risk, call 111, go to your nearest emergency department, or phone your local DHB Mental Health Crisis Team. You can find your local number by ringing Healthline on 0800 611 116.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.